Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Rizwan Manji, one of the stars of NBC's bloody brilliant ensemble comedy, Outsourced. And this is Rizwan's second appearance on our show this year. Stick around. Do I hear wedding bells?
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.
So much media. So little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top Indian bestsellers, such as Vikram Seth's wonderful story, A Suitable Boy, Sarah MacDonald's Holy Cow, An Indian Adventure, or even Narendra Dami's Bollywood Babes. You could even come back to America and download Will Eisner, A Spirited Life, the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of staff writers for Martha Stewart Weddings who steal all their best ideas from me in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Sir, I was hoping you could approve my vacation request.
Oh. Ah, 2-week honeymoon. It's like a 14-day bonathon.
Bonathon? Is that some filthy American slang?
No, it's just the emotions when you're in love are more than skin deep. It goes all the way to the bone. And marriage isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. So when you combine the deep emotions with the marathon,
that's how you get the bone-a-thon. I like that. It sounds beautiful.
Just make sure you stay hydrated.
A wedding seems the appropriate analogy to finish out the first season of the NBC sitcom Outsourced. The show, about a white bread American exiled to run a Mumbai, India call center, seemed more out of this world to TV critics and many viewers when it debuted in September 2010 than even Star Trek's blue-skinned, antennaed Andorians. Outsourced took a critical drubbing before most Americans even knew it was on the air. But a funny thing happened on the way to the Mid-American Novelty's annual shareholders meeting. NBC renewed Outsourced for a full season. Somebody, somewhere, believed in the show. And I think you can even make a case that putting it at the end of the network's 3-hour Thursday comedy block was a loving, protective move. Slotted at 10:30 p.m. took the pressure off, giving audiences a chance to discover it on their own terms at a time of night when expectations were admittedly low. I would also argue that both moves took the pressure off the writing staff, who shaped a lump of coal into a shimmering diamond. Characters developed and blossomed. Storylines, such as assistant manager Rajiv's efforts to woo his beloved and her stony, disapproving father, were given gentle showcases and, as they say, hilarity ensued. We learn that Rajiv, played by Rizwan Manji, had a heart, and that despite all his efforts to be disdained by his employees, they loved him nonetheless. So this marriage, unspooling in a 2-part episode starting Thursday, May 5th, that's today, and concluding on May 12th, represents not just the coming together of Rajiv and Vimy. It also marks the union of an Indian cast of sitcom characters and an American TV audience. And just this morning I read in Variety that the show has finally won over the National Association for Multi-Ethnicity in Communications as well as South Asians in media, marketing, and entertainment, both of which are actively lobbying NBC to give Outsourced a second season. To me, that's important because the network might respond if it sees a chance to market to a welcoming niche audience it hasn't programmed to in the past. And now, with my fingers crossed, Rizwan Manji, welcome back to Mr. Media, and Shadi Mubarak.
Oh, thank you very much. And that was really nice. I got a little teary-eyed when you said that whole the intro. It's a lot of stuff I haven't thought about, and thank you so much. That was very heartfelt. We're really excited. As you said, we're looking forward to a season two. Hopefully, we'll get some news really soon. But tonight's episode is by far the most insane episode of Outsourced ever, ever shot. It was absolutely. I don't know what other word to say except insane. It's an American bachelor party in Bombay. You can only imagine what kind of things go wrong. It'll all go wrong, and it'll all happen tonight.
And you know, it's interesting what you said, because I mean, so many crazy things have happened on this show. The water gun fights, crazy.
With the paint.
With the paint, right.
The stuff that they've shown on the show, you've never seen it anywhere on TV before. It's such a, I don't know, it's so important for me that the show continues, because it's so different, it's so new, and it's just showing such a very different kind of TV than we've ever seen. And that's why I just feel like it's so important that it gets a chance to continue.
I was thinking about that too, and I was thinking that Outsourced has brought so much color to our TV screens this year, and I don't mean skin color at all, but it's the depiction of Indian holidays, of dress, and just this certain, I don't know, joie de vivre that the cast and the characters seem to have. What have been your favorite moments this season?
I think looking back, one of my favorite episodes that's already aired is the Diwali episode, and I think partly for that reason, as you mentioned, it's just so colorful. The costumes, the way that they shot that episode with the fireworks, there's something about that show, which I think is a lot of the episodes sort of lend itself to that. There's something about it that just makes you feel good watching it, because of the way that it's shot and just the endearing quality about it. Just it's kind of like a feel good show, and definitely this two part season finale. I think once again, because it's a wedding, and because Indian weddings lend themselves to that kind of visual, I don't know what word I'm looking for, visual impact, it's definitely one of the highlights of the entire season.
Can I tell you my favorite moment of the season to date?
Sure, I would love to know.
Yeah, I think it would have to be was when the Mid-American big boss, Jerry, shows up unexpectedly from America, and he and Rajiv and Todd wind up in jail together. And then the next morning, for people who haven't seen it, back in the office, Jerry gives Rajiv the title of manager for no other reason than to help him win over his fiance's father. I mean, that brought a tear to my eye. Who could resist that? That was incredible.
It was one of those things. It was like, until that point, you know, Rajiv's been, he's hard to like sometimes, because he says very, very crazy things. He doesn't shy away from being blunt and, you know, being mean. And I was surprised that, you know, a lot of people tweeted and Facebooked, and they were like, we were just so happy. We were so happy for Rajiv. I'm like, really? You were really happy for Rajiv after all the stuff he's put everybody through? But I think that's what it is about this show. No matter what, these characters are so endearing and so lovable that you're just rooting for them. You just want them to succeed. And, you know, even Rajiv, with all his mayhem, you still want him to succeed.
So, boy, I realize we're going to run out of time so quickly. I have to ask you, what will American audiences learn about Indian wedding practices that might surprise us in the second part?
In the second part, you know, what I love that they did with this show is that they stuck to the whole, you know, how our weddings, they take my personal wedding took four different nights of different events. You know, there's the pre-wedding, there's the mehndi, which is when all the women put on the henna, and then there's the ceremony after the wedding. So I think this show was very honest and true to that, and it wasn't just the reception that they went on. They showed all basically the they did a 3-day event, and I just love that they created stories around what was going on for this entire 3 days, and just the different, you know, the different outfits that are worn on each day, and you know the singing and the dancing that happens at the sangeet, and I that's what I think people, the American audience, is going to see tonight and next Thursday is how, you know, it's not just this 1-day event. An Indian wedding spans a lot longer than that, and they were very true to that.
Now, I hear the honeymoon is going to be a real bonathon.
A real bonathon. It definitely will. I think Rajiv's been waiting way too long, so it is going to be the bonathon of all bonathons.
Oh, my God, I can't tell you. We watched your show as a family, and I have to admit, I did have a moment, a pang of resistance when my daughter was sitting across from me hearing that, and I thought, oh my God.
No, she's like, what's the, God.
I don't know what was worse, that she didn't ask me what it was.
That she got,
yeah.
Well, I guess they hear a lot worse things at school, I'm sure, than what happens on
Apple.
But I want to warn you that we do have a bachelor party tonight, and they're strippers, and so I would just be cautious.
Well, before we run out of time, folks, listen, I'm begging you, watch the 2-part outsourced season finale featuring the wedding of Rizwan Manji's character Rajiv. It's the most delightful, most rewarding show on any network or cable channel this season, I promise you. The show airs Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. on NBC. You can catch it on demand on iTunes, on Hulu, or NBC.com. And you can follow Rizwan on Twitter at Riz_Manji, M-A-N-J-I, or find him on Facebook. And Rizwan, I hope we get to talk again in the fall about a second season, and it's been delightful talking to you and watching the show.
Thank you again, and I hope so, too. I hope to talk very soon.
All right. Take care. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. For more original interviews with America's top sitcom TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations, including Mumbai, India. And show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. We'll even accept a donation via PayPal to help defray the cost of producing the show. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.